Yo, it's 12:37. Happy Labor Day. All right, let's do the minimum to have an episode and call it an episode. And enjoy the day. It's sunny, it's warm. After a rainy, chilly fuck of a weekend. So let's just see what's going on in the news. Of course, Donald Trump was talking about getting rid of, or someone saying he's getting rid of DACA, but I don't feel like talking about that. Fuck that motherfucker. Lil Wayne is reportedly in hospital after multiple seizures in a Chicago hotel room. Oh boy, Lil Wayne, get better, buddy. He's a good friend. I don't know him really, but I hope he's okay. I'm not going to read about what, I don't know what caused the seizures, but hopefully they'll take care of him. Bar closes after employees find the owner donated to XKKK leader David Duke. So everybody quit? That's great. People are alright. Some people. People at this bar. A Minneapolis bar shut down after performers canceled, customers vowed to boycott it, and employees were repulsed to learn the owner donated $500 to former KKK leader David Duke's 2016 Senate campaign. That's a good story. There's people with integrity. Would I quit? If I really needed a job, I found that, oh boy, I hope I would. Hard to say. Hard to say just because you don't know what, if you're in a real jam and you need the money and you find out the boss is this fucking guy, but you find another gig, I would quit too. Millions who buy health insurance brace for double-digit increases. Oh, God. We really should be, as much as everybody wants to blame this politician, that politician, we should be storming insurance company buildings and just making these people, jacking these people up against the wall and say, cut the bullshit. Motherfuckers are overcharging everybody. You rich pieces of shit. They're not losing money, these motherfuckers. When they jack shit up, they do it because they can. Hey, Pittsburgh airport to be first since 9/11 to let non-flyers pass security. Huh. So you can go. You go right up to the gate and say goodbye, like in the old movies. If you go to Pittsburgh, I guess that's some sort of. I feel like I can say goodbye at security just fine. Canada demands U.S. end right-to-work laws as part of NAFTA talks. Oh, this is the big deal, the great deal that's going on, right? We're going to negotiate that. Oh, God, this motherfucker. Well, Canada's going to fucking put the screws to you. They're demanding, accused of gutting unions and some of you, yeah. So, good. Thanks, Canada. We'll do a couple more and we'll be done. South Korean media says Seoul's military believes North Korea is readying the launch of a ballistic missile, possibly an ICBM. Oh God, is North Korea really gonna fucking be the thing that fucks us all up? Where we have this goddamn... Oh God. Alright, fine. Let's keep it upbeat. It's Labor Day. Let's find an upbeat story. Okay. Come at thee. Texas is now an open carry state for swords. That's fun. Everybody carry a sword. Duel in the streets with swords. We'll all be like pirates. Swashbucklers. I think it sounds great. I'll carry a sword. Hey, listen. If only outlaws have swords. If you outlaw swords, only outlaws will have swords. And I have a sword to protect my family and need a sword. You know, the sword didn't kill this guy. I did. Why are you giving the sword the credit? Obama wants to take away our swords. Oh, all right. I gotta get fucking to it. This is a short one, but it's Labor Day. I still recorded. Talk to you tomorrow when the summer is really over and we're it's like back to work, motherfuckers. Enough of your bullshit. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.